You're now listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 305.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friends? I'm excited to deliver another podcast episode for you here on the Flip Empire Show. Guys, today I'm going to answer some questions that I have received on the heels of episode 303. So first off, as with any episode, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it, go to flipempire.com/episode303. So with any episode, just put /episode and then the number. Listen to that episode. It was about 15 minutes or so, and I talked about some of the growing pains that we've experienced over the course of the last few months, the fact that I've onboarded and hired 3 people in a 6 to 7 month period, and looking at the accountability chart and really analyzing, is this person, based on their strengths, based on what they bring to the business, their unique ability, are they in the right seat? And I've actually reshuffled the deck a little bit on the accountability chart, and I've had some follow-up questions come with, hey, you know, what does each team member do, specifically on the acquisition side, on the lead inbound side? Because I did talk about how one of our team members was moved into an inbound lead manager based on the result of the number of, based on the fact that we're receiving more leads on a weekly basis than we were in the past. And so I want to kind of just break down what, you know, how this is working and some of the things that we've done. So first of all, now, our inbound lead manager is basically responsible, accountable for all the lead intake and appointment scheduling. So, you know, this person on my team owns everything from the initial contact all the way through the appointment scheduling. Okay. So when a call comes in, they're responsible for answering the phones 90% of the time during working hours. Okay. During business hours, that's a dashboard that we're tracking in our CEO dashboard, is the percentage of calls that are answered live. And so that's the metric she's held accountable by as an inbound lead manager. And like I said, she's responsible for, from the moment that phone rings, taking the call live, processing that lead, you know, and everything that happens within that process. And the goal is to schedule an appointment, you know, with people that have a property they're open to selling, and there's equity, and it's a legit seller that wants to sell. The goal is to schedule an appointment there. Obviously, within that, there's a lot, you know, building rapport and using a lot of tools to get to that point, right? So I'm just kind of giving you 30,000 foot view of what the inbound lead manager does and what they're responsible for. Outbound lead manager now is accountable and responsible for everything that happens with the lead. You know, once the lead is already in our system, after the appointment completion, you know, if we did not get the deal, or even if we haven't been able to schedule an appointment and it's now into our follow-up process. So inbound is taking the calls live, processing the lead, goal is to schedule an appointment. Outbound is when that lead comes into our CRM, into Podio, and let's say our acquisitions manager went on an appointment, they did not get the deal. That goes into a particular status, and we nurture that different than the ones where we haven't been on an appointment. And she's responsible for just constantly following up with those people. And we have a particular follow-up system, follow-up process, which is something I'll talk to here on this particular episode in a little bit. And on those appointments, on those leads where we did not go on an appointment, they go into our follow-up system. And there's a series of follow-ups that happen, from phone calls to text messages to emails, voicemails, and then even some, we keep them on our direct mail list. So from an inbound and outbound lead manager perspective, those are the roles and responsibilities. Our acquisitions manager, this is a big mistake, guys, that we made last year, is that we had our acquisitions manager at the time also taking some calls live when they were not going on appointments. Depending on how many leads you're generating, you know, the team members you have, you may have to do that. But if you really want to grow and scale this, I think it's proven to be a mistake in the past, and we're no longer doing that, to have your acquisition specialist or your acquisition manager take calls directly. I think it drains them. I think that person needs to be focused on getting face-to-face with sellers if that's your model. Now, granted, if your model is to do deals on the phone, then that person absolutely can take some calls, you know, take inbound. But what I would rather prefer see you do is give the warmest, the hottest leads to your closers, to your acquisition specialist, to have them close on the phone while your inbound and outbound nurture the cold and the warm leads. Okay. That's another thing, is that we've implemented a lead rating system of cold, warm, and hot. And matter of fact, I'll probably create a podcast episode. One of my one of our team members, our lead audit manager, created, and we had a call, and we really just diagrammed and outlined, hey, what's a cold lead? What's a warm lead? What consists of a hot lead? And so now, really, the next step for us and what we've been working on, it's our Q2 rock, is we're developing follow-up sequences for different types of sellers. So one of the things that I think so many people miss the boat on this, ourselves included to a certain degree, and we're getting a lot better at it, is that you need to ask yourself, when you follow up with sellers, are you delivering value, right? Or are you doing a lot of, you know, what I call wasted touch points, right? So like a wasted touch point is, hey, you know, Mr. Seller, just caught in a follow up to see how things are going. Just wanted to touch base. Just wanted to, see how things were going. To me, those are wasted touch points, right? It's better than not following up with them, but ask yourself if you're delivering value. So for example, if you have a probate lead that comes into your system, look at your follow-up process and ask yourself, are you delivering any type of value? So for example, with a probate lead, it could be, and there could be an email or a text message with a link to, you know, hopefully a blog post on your site, or maybe even it's just another blog post or an article that walks them through the probate process, right? Or maybe it's, hey, it's delivering value, but hey, listen, this is a quick video testimonial of a seller that was in your same situation. This is how we were able to save them X amount of dollars, how we were able to remove this burden, this stress from them. Think about in your touch points, the goal is to deliver as much value as possible. And ideally, and this is something that we're working towards, is having defined follow-up sequences for different types of sellers. So think of a follow-up sequence consists of, it could be, that's the other thing, is you want to make sure that in your follow-up sequences, you're touching these people with as many different mediums as possible. So text, voicemail, email, phone calls, direct mail. So that's what makes up a follow-up sequence. And the frequency or the cadence is really important as well. But we're looking at having a specifically predefined follow-up sequences for probates, for people that inherit a property, for burnt out landlords, for absentee homeowners, for people that are behind on taxes. That's how you deliver value. That's how you get the most out of your leads. And it's something that I thought in the past we had a pretty good follow-up system, and now I realize that it can be so much better. And so this is a pretty big topic to cover on a relatively short podcast episode, but I'd love to engage in a dialogue and conversation about the follow-up systems that you guys have, what's working, what's not working, how can you make it better? Because this is a big focus of ours this quarter, and it's something that I know we're going to be able to get significantly more results from just by nurturing the sellers and the leads in our pipeline different, you know. So really paying attention to how we're like looking at your follow-up system and diagramming it, outlining it, and looking through every stage in the pipeline, how they're getting touched, how often they're getting touched, what's been the result of those touches. And I promise you, if you focus more on your follow-up system, you will eventually do more deals. It's not something that, maybe it is. In some cases, you can instantly see results, but I think the long-term effects are going to be significantly greater than what you see in the short term. But it's one of those things that you just got to stay diligent. You got to stay persistent. You got to constantly be looking at that pipeline. That's why we hired a lead audit manager back at the end of last year to make sure that we're getting the most out of our leads and maximizing the marketing. Because the opportunity cost is just too great. You know, people talk about spending money on marketing and this and that, but if you don't know how to maximize those leads, if you don't know how to convert, the opportunity cost, which could be, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's too great to not follow up properly and to not nurture these sellers and deliver value and help people. Because at the end of the day, we're in business to make a lot of money, but hopefully your business, your business exists to help people as well and deliver that value. So anyways, guys, that's what I got. Appreciate you. I want to, share this episode, share the podcast with your network, with your friends. If you're enjoying it, if you like the content, if it's helping you in your business, let me know. Let's connect on Instagram at AlexPardo25 and share the episode. Leave a 5-star rating and review if possible. If you like the show, that's my only ask, and it really helps me fulfill the mission and purpose of this podcast and this platform, and helps me reach more people. So, thank you guys. I appreciate you signing off. I'll catch you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.